Good day. This is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. Election day is approaching, and there is every indication that Republicans will gain a substantial number of seats in the House and several in the Senate. A question we've been returning to for the past few weeks is, how does the health care reform law factor into this political debate? One way to measure that is money. The New York Times reported today that since March, opponents of the legislation have spent about $108 million on advertising. That's six times the amount spent by supporters of the law. Here are a few examples of what's out there. The American Action Network, which describes itself as a center-right policy institute, has launched dozens of commercials, including this one, targeting a Democratic incumbent in Michigan's 7th District.
Remember this?
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Now we know what Pelosi and Mark Schauer were hiding. A $1 trillion health care debacle. Billions in new job-killing taxes. They cut $500 billion from Medicare for seniors, then spent our money on health insurance for illegal immigrants. In November, tell Congressman Mark Schauer to vote for repeal. American Action Network is responsible for the content of this advertising.
In Arizona, Republican Senator John McCain, who really isn't facing much of a fight, took on his Democratic opponent on health care, among other issues.
Would you have voted in favor of the health care reform package?
Most certainly. We need a second stimulus. The reality is that the first stimulus package worked.
SB 1070, I came out the day that it was signed and said that it was inappropriate.
The National Guard is not the answer, and neither is building a fence. Being progressive to me means having spent 4 years working for Congressman Raul Grijalva, and that's the kind of U.S. Senator that I'm going to be in Washington.
Some Democrats are clearly struggling in their approach to this whole issue of health care reform. West Virginia Senate candidate and Governor Joe Manchin, who once said if he gets to Washington, he would fix the law, now says he never would have voted for it in the first place. Incumbent Congressman Earl Pomeroy of North Dakota, a fiscal conservative in a tight race, seems to be issuing a mea culpa for his vote on health care in this new commercial.
I'd like to introduce myself. I'm not Nancy Pelosi. I'm not Barack Obama. I'm Earl Pomeroy. My opponent says I've gone Washington. Well, I have traveled. Home to North Dakota every weekend, and eight times to Afghanistan and Iraq for briefings and to support our troops. I know you're angry with Washington, but we'll all be angrier next year if they kill the farm bill, privatize Social Security, or take away that prescription drug benefit. My opponent would go to Washington and pick the side of special interest, help make all that possible. My values are formed right here in Valley City where I grew up. I know I've disappointed you with a vote here or there, but you can always count on the fact that I do what I do for the right reason, for the people of North Dakota. Thanks for the chance. I'm Earl Pomeroy. I approve this message.
Here to discuss health care and campaign 2010, Mary Agnes Carey, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News, and Eric Pianin, Washington editor of the Fiscal Times. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
If you step back from some of the specifics of the commercials that we just saw, where do you put the Democrats 6 days out from the election in terms of grappling with what's turned into such a tough issue?
Well, I think that some definitely have decided not to talk about the health care law as part of their campaigns. We've seen that. Earl Pomeroy had an earlier ad saying, I stood up to the health insurance companies, I voted for the health reform law. But here he seems to be looking at the general discontentment with Washington, and maybe that's the stronger theme for him as he heads toward his elections. This has been a really tough thing for Democrats. Republicans have had a lot of success with their messages of this is a big law, it's big government, Medicare cuts, you'll have to buy insurance. Democrats have struggled more with their message of new consumer protections that kick in now and more protections kicking in 2014. So it's been, I think, a lot rougher road than many of them anticipated when the bill was signed into law in March.
I think that's exactly right. And if you look at the steady erosion of public support for health care reform going back to March, when Congress finally finished up and the president signed the bill, you see that the Republicans have been very effective at chipping away at voter confidence in the plan, raising questions about just how effective it will be, whether it's going to end up raising their premiums, whether they'll have real choice in selecting doctors. Dozens of uncertainties that they've been able to plant in a lot of voters, especially Republicans and independents. And if you just look at the polling, including polling done by Kaiser Family Foundation over the last 4 months or so, you see that we've gone from a modest majority in support of it to a modest majority with serious reservations about it.
And a divided electorate, certainly, when they are asked about the bill as a whole, but then when it's broken down into piece parts, there are certainly some parts that are popular.
I think there's no question about that, and a lot of parents are very happy that they'll be able to keep their children on their health care policies for several years beyond, and there's no longer concerns about pre-existing conditions in qualifying for insurance. All that stuff is important, but the Republicans have been very clever in sort of taking the health care issue and wrapping it up with a lot of other issues that point to big government, excessive spending. If you look at a lot of the polls, there's more and more concern about runaway spending, the deficit, as well as unemployment. Probably unemployment continues to be the primary concern, but number two, number three, spending and the deficit. So healthcare reform is starting to take a lot of knocks because I think people think it's going to be a very costly, complex program that may end up costing them more and giving them less and less personal freedom, which is another big issue the Republicans are pushing.
You covered Congress for many years. You covered a lot of campaigns along the way. The Democrats controlled the House. They controlled the Senate. They obviously control the White House. Why do you think they have been unable to mold a message that is more effective with the electorate?
Well, I think the responsibility has to go to the White House. And I think that Obama and his political advisors were very clever during the campaign. And they rode to power in Washington with a very clever message. But I think since then, the Republicans have managed to outflank them on the message. And I think that Obama, for whatever reasons, decided to cede a lot of responsibility to Congress in terms of drafting the legislation, coming up with a message. So it was a very complicated process. And over time, I think the Republicans, with their steady drumbeat, too expensive invasion of personal rights and individual privacy, has somehow resonated with voters, while the Democrats, until recently, have had trouble getting their act together. And now you're seeing a lot of Democrats, veteran Democrats, fleeing for cover. And like the governor of West Virginia, who said, yes, I was a supporter of it, but now that I know more about it, I think I would have voted against it if I had known what was in the bill.
There are, though, a few Democrats who are saying, yes, I voted for it, or if they're not incumbents, yes, I support it. Russ Feingold, of course, in the Midwest, the Senate Democratic candidate in Pennsylvania.
Ted Strickland, the governor in Ohio, is standing by his guns as well.
Yeah. Right. Steve Israel, and I believe up in New York, was talking about how it stood up to the oil companies, stood up to the health insurance companies. Some Democrats have absolutely perceived this as a winner. But I think to your point about the economy worsening deficit spending, they might have decided the real message isn't going to be about health care for this campaign. I better shift to the economy. And I think that's been something a lot of candidates are just wrestling with.
And Mary Agnes, do we have an indication of what, if voters do vote Republican, whether they're new to the Republican Party or not, what are they expecting from their lawmakers that elements of the law will be changed, elements of the law won't be funded, there will be attempts to repeal. What's the voter expectation?
I'm taking a guess here, but looking at various polls and the point you made earlier about when you break it down, people like individual elements, I think voters want to keep what they like. Again, these new consumer protections, keeping your child age 26 on your policy, a ban on the lifetime limits, can't discriminate against a child who's sick, pre-existing medical condition, they still have to be covered. They want to keep that, but they might want to get rid of this individual mandate, the requirement in 2014 that everyone has to have health insurance. But there's the problem, because a lot of health policy analysts will tell you if you don't have that requirement, people won't buy insurance till they get sick. The entire foundation of the bill will crumble. You won't have enough healthy and sick people in the pool to lower the costs. But I think that voters are looking. Some voters absolutely want a complete repeal, but I think more voters want to keep what they like and get rid of what they fear will be a problem for them.
Eric, if Republicans do as well as it now appears that they will, what do you think is the immediate course of action? Is it the defunding idea, the repeal idea, the repair idea?
I think that we'll definitely see efforts to slow the implementation of the health care bill. And conservative Republicans, including Paul Ryan, who's going to be the new budget committee chairman, assuming the Republicans take control of the House, has already talked about doing just that, making it harder and harder for HHS and the IRS and other federal agencies to do what they have to do to get to implement the new law. And I think that may be scaring some of the advocates of health care even more than the legal challenges being waged by attorney generals in 20 states around the country.
Okay. We will see exactly a week from today.
Absolutely.
Thank you both so much. Eric Pianin, Mary Agnes Carey. Appreciate it.
Thank you.